All right, yeah. So first off, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm drinking this wine, right? Now I am like seriously borderline a snob. I'll be honest about it. I really am. Because my diet, at least over the last week, has consisted of nothing but sushi, duck, and caviar. I got some caviar in there in the kitchen right now. I got some duck in the kitchen and I just finished eating, so now I'm drinking this red wine with it. And all I eat other than that is sushi. So yeah, snob mode is completely activated. And you know what's crazy though? This wine is the best tasting wine I've had. And you know how much, guess how much this wine costs? It is the best tasting wine. I'm sitting up eating sushi, duck, and sushi and duck, and I forgot the other thing I said already. and caviar. And I am excited over this $4 bottle of wine. This is about $4, as this is the best bottle of wine I've had in a long time. And I just wanted to share that with somebody first off. Okay, so I don't know. I just wanted to share that. But now back to the original topic. I'm texting a buddy of mine at the moment. And that's how I got on the topic of thinking like this. You see, okay, as a man, it is very important. And see, this is what, see, I think men should listen to other men with this. Never listen to a woman with this, whole speech of doing what you want to do and knowing what you want to do. Because see, when you listen to women with this topic, it kind of falls into the whole thing of, oh, you've got to find your passion and your niche. You know, like how women talk, and it's all BS. It's all BS. And guys, see, the worst thing for guys to do is to fall into that trap, man. Like I and see this, like I said before, this is why I make these videos. It's for younger guys, maybe possibly even boys, or younger guys, or guys who maybe woke up later in life, like myself, to hear an actual man say it from his, living experiences, and to say it with the pluses and minuses of what happened in it. Now, as far as like for the sake of this channel, since it's a MGTOW channel, I try to steer it more back towards like what to do with women. Now, I'm writing a buddy of mine, and it looks like he finally got it. I'll try to convince him and inform him. If you're looking to have like threesomes with threesomes for foursomes with women, if you're looking for, like crazy stories with women, like the number one thing you have to do whenever, no matter what you're looking for, or if you're looking for to get married and women like that, if you're looking to get married, you're looking for a long-term girlfriend, or you're looking for just a complete dirty, nasty slut, or you're looking for a woman who, I don't know, loves to clean, for instance. Like, see, women, you when it comes to women and finding that, you really have to go towards, you have to get at least, see, women, they always run in packs, no matter what they do. They run in packs. Even the porn star women, the actress women, the accountant women, the teacher women, they always they have a pack that they go back to, and they all do the same thing, you see. And the reason why this is because women are always afraid of somebody not approving of them, and the core of that being women are always afraid that they're not constantly pleasing other people. You see what I'm saying? So this is why they all women will always gravitate towards what they like. You see, I mean, they, I'm sorry, they gravitate towards like in the world. So, like, prostitutes hang out with other prostitutes. You see, strippers hang out with, well, strippers and prostitutes, it's the same thing to me personally. But they hang out with like. Like hangs out with like. So, if you're looking to get married, go find some married couples who hang out and hang out with them. And they're going to know, oh, I got a single friend, blah, blah, blah. I should, introduce you. You see, that's how you find marriage material. Because see, you have to understand women's logic and thinking. You see, married women who stay married for, for decades, or if you're younger, years. See, these women do not like to hang around prostitutes and strippers for too long, okay? They don't like it. And the reason why, okay, and there's a mutual dislike, meaning let's say, like, in this, I'm just using this scenario as an example. It's not, I'm not saying like this is always going to be what you're looking for. I'm just using this scenario as an example. Now, so let's say, like, see, the married woman dislikes the stripper, and a stripper dislikes the married woman, because this is how women's brains think. Okay, no matter what they already have, they want what another woman has. It's just woman logic. So this is why strippers and married women, they usually don't hang out too very long. They can't. They cannot coexist for a long period of time for multiple reasons. For instance, let's say like the woman who's married, she's always afraid that the stripper is going to try to take her man or be seductive, or just because she's a stripper, she's automatically seductive. And the man should be interested in her because she's a stripper. For whatever reason, the married woman is not going to like the stripper, and the stripper is not going to like the married woman because she's going to try to, I mean, it's because, okay, because the married woman has something that the stripper doesn't have. The married woman has a husband. So she's going to try to take the husband or try, she'll pretend like she's not, but she's going to, it's what she's going to do. You see? So this is why it's always kind of like, see, the birds of a feather flock together. Strippers hang out with strippers, married women hang out with married women, single lonely women hang out with other single lonely women. This is why, or like hot girls hang out with other hot girls, ugly girls hang out with other ugly girls, and so on. This is why you never see Beyonce hanging out with Precious. You never see them in selfies on Instagram. You're never going to see them walking down the street hanging out with each other. You're never going to see, they won't even sit next to each other at an award show. You see? This is why you don't see that at all, ever, with them, unless it's like some random scenario where they happen to get bunched up together in a group picture. That's about the only way, man, because you got to understand, when like attracts like, especially with women. Now, men don't care. One man could be a middle school teacher. His homeboy could be a softcore porn star. And then the next homeboy could be a nurse. And, you know, as long as they all play Madden, they don't care. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, guys are not jealous of the other guy's success in life or failures in life. We're not, like, it doesn't bother us like that. See, we're not, women are pretty much, since I say after the age of like 7 years old, 7 years of age, women, a woman's life is entirely wrapped around competing, you see. So with that being said, a woman's life is completely wrapped around competing. It is very important for you as a man to know exactly what you want, because a woman doesn't know exactly. A woman doesn't know what she wants. A woman just wants whatever she thinks she doesn't have at the time. That's usually it. You know, no woman, this is what, you will never find a content woman. You will never find a happy woman. Unless she was one of the few who woke up when she was, you know, maybe 15, 16 and realized, you know, I want a family. And some of those women, and then there's a percentage of those women who genuinely stay content and happy in life. But for the most part, for like the ones who don't do that, and especially just the older they get, this is why you never find a happy woman, because a woman's biologically programmed to always compete for the higher quality male. And see, the reality of it in that is there is really no end to that. You see, because of how a woman's brain is programmed. Because let's say she gets like the sexiest guy physically, where there's a guy who has more money than that guy. Well, let's say there's a guy who has more money and he's sexually physical. Well, there's a guy who sexually physically has more money, but then he's compassionate with pets. And then she finds, see what I'm saying? Like, it never ends. See, this is why it's important for you as a man to know what you want and just go after it. Because what women really need is that, they really need that focus. They really need that being in their life, which is the man. They need the man to recognize focus in life. Without that, like, a woman's brain cannot do it. They're not wired for it. They were not created for that. They were created to follow. This is why they were created to inevitably follow man, because man will give them focus. You see, like, women, a woman's brain was not made to survive on. Their brains were not made to pretty much see too much further than 15 minutes in front of their own face. It's just the reality, okay? And I hate to say it because it sounds awful. But as if you've ever been married or dealt with women on a close interpersonal level, it's clear within the first 5 minutes of talking to them. Their brains are not wired to see any further than 15 minutes in front of them. After that, they're a lost cause. You see, that's why they need men. See, this is a topic that I think I really wish some of the bigger guys would go, because I'm definitely not famous. But I think this is a topic that I think a lot of bigger guys should go over is exactly why women really need men. Okay, because I think a lot of guys they touch like on it like on a broader scale, but like at the core of it, at the absolute core, why women need men, like I said before, is because men have the focus and preparation time that women do not have on a survival level. Now a woman will have the preparation time in preparing these walls pastel pink. They'll do that, you see, and they love doing that. But when it comes to like genuinely prolonging anything on a survival level, women's brains gone. Like, gone. I mean, even with their own children, even with women's own children, they don't have it because they just give the child whatever it wants. They just say, here you go. Oh, you want this knife? Here you go. You cried for it. You see, like they don't, not even with their own children, like a man has to come in and teach the child to survive on a long-term role. You see what I'm saying? Women don't do that. I mean, they're okay. Like I say, there are anomalies. There's always an anomaly. There's a woman who can, you know, who can survive 10 years in the woods and be great. And there's men who, you know, who could decorate the hell out of a room. There are anomalies, but usually that's not the case. So this is why I say it's important for you to know what you want. Know what you want. And I think another thing is this. I was thinking about this. I was taking my shoes off and I thought about this. I think there has to be a level of creativity in every man. Now, with that being said, creativity meaning how to turn something that appears to be nothing into something. Now, for instance, I'm a very lazy person. I mean, you can see from the quality of my videos, I put no effort into it, like other than me just talking, because I don't go out and buy a camera. I don't edit this stuff. I don't edit the lighting or anything, because I see how I look now. It looks dark right now. I'm a very lazy person, but I'm a shotgun of a person. I'm very lazy, but I'm a wrecking ball type of thing. Like when you, but like, you know, what I will do, you'll hear, you know, you'll hear some quality stuff out of them. It's not going to be dressed up the best, but it'll be quality shit that you can take around the world and teach to, you know, to everybody on the planet. And everybody can agree, like, yeah, he has a point. I was that way in college, man. I was totally that way in college. Like people, you know what? I was so bad in college. This is just a brief overview of my past. I was so bad in college. I would always blurt out what I thought. I never raised my hand. I would just start talking. Right? and I'm not joking with you. People would go, like the class goes, I don't want to agree with him, but he's right. Like people did not want to agree with me because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I kind of sugarcoat it because, you know, YouTube, they'll just take, like they shut down my last YouTube channel for doing this. Because like I said, YouTube would shut you down if you start cussing too much and all type of stuff like that. But like now when I was in college, like I was just a loose cannon, man. And I mean, teachers would say, yeah, I agree with you. You know, the teacher, they would admit like they didn't want to agree with me, but they had to do it. See, I'm a boulder. I'm a wrecking ball. When it comes to like shit that has to be done, I become a wrecking ball. Like, and how my life works is I'm a wrecking ball for like, you know, for like 4 days out of the month. And then the other, you know, 25 days, I'm sitting back chilling. I've learned to just, you know, use my life like that. So for me, like I've learned how I work and what I want. Like I said, I'm a very lazy person. Those other 25 days, I literally wake up, watch YouTube videos, play PlayStation, drink, eat, and go back to bed. And then 4 days out that month, I'm going to be busting my ass to get my life back to that situation again. But like I said, but for you, okay, but for the guys who's watching this, that whole tipsy rant was to open up, was for me to segue into the next topic. Not next topic, but the next beat. Okay, you have to realize what it is you're after ultimately, okay? And don't be afraid of it. I think being afraid of it is the foundation of why there's a ton of men working jobs they hate, to come home to a life they hate, to go to bed in a life they hate, to wake up in a life they hate, to just keep redoing a cycle, because they believe that what they truly want is either childish or it's not reasonable or what have you, because some idiot outside source, you know, talked them into believing it. And like for me, see, I was lucky in my life to be able to sit down and think through life a bit before I went back out there again. But and I'll totally admit, other people, I mean, I would say a lot of people did not have the same luck that I had in life. But what I want to say, since I have traveled down this road in life, is do not be afraid of what it is you're actually after. Okay, because what I'm personally after is I want to make a foundation and a home in major areas of the world. So I have one in America, I have one in Europe. My next goal is to do it in an Asian country, and then my next goal to do it is in probably like Australia or something like that. Those are my goals. So everything I do is pretty much directed in that path. Now, as far as like actual career goes, I'm not a career man. I was never a 9-to-5 type of guy. I remember, man, honestly, the reason I'm telling you this is maybe because I might be, you know, hit close to home for somebody who's interested now at 17 minutes. If you're still watching this, I'm eight. I'm telling this to guys who may be self-conscious about themselves. Your thing may be playing video games. You love playing video games, man, and that's your thing. I tell you what you do. If you got to work a job to, you know, keep a roof over your head, work that job, and then when you come home, hit them video games and get on Twitch. See. The number one reason why like YouTubers and Twitch people and all these people fail is because they give up, is because they stopped doing it because they didn't get a million subscribers in 2 weeks. Like let's say you like Guitar Hero, whatever, it don't matter what you're, man, if you love Pac-Man, I tell you, man, look, be the best damn Pac-Man player you can be. All right. If you like to make toothpicks, you go out there and you kick the world's ass at making toothpicks. You got my support, all right? I'm because I would respect that more than you ending up in some job in a complete life that you hate because for one reason or another you fell into the belief that what you truly want to do was worthless. You had like, I would rather live a life off $10,000 a year than to live on $100,000 a year in a life I hate. Personally, that's me, because I've experienced both of them. And I can tell you from experience, I'd rather sit at home. I'd rather live in a small studio apartment with my own freedoms doing what I wanted to do versus getting hired at Microsoft for $150 a year and hating my life. I would much rather sit at home on $10,000 a year. Look, in my last video, I just told you, I rejected a job making a lot of money. Like I said, man, know what you want. And also don't be afraid of what you want. So, and that also goes with women. Let's say, like I said, so I told you where I come from. Like, I figured out what it was I wanted. I just wanted two or three good whores and a dog for, you know, companionship. Between me hooking up with the whores, you know, good submissive whores. That's really what I was after as far as women go. So, and you know what? I'm rambling long now, but when I first came to that realization, right, I was still, you know, and I was still kind of ashamed of it. And I still really didn't want to tell anyone. But I remember when I finally started owning it, and I would just like flat out, you know, just tell, just say, you know, what at the time, what I would thought was just crazy shit, you know, like just flat out saying shit. Now it's to the point where like girls would just say it to me first. Like, I don't even have to say it. Maybe they could sense it in how I move and walk and talk. But like matter of fact, the last girl, like we were sitting at the dinner table in a nice restaurant. She go, and out loud, where everybody hears, she goes, "I don't care, just as long as you fuck me tonight." Like, and it hit me. Like, I was shocked. Like I was appalled at the table. I was eating some soup because I had ate earlier that day. But yeah, man. Like, okay. When it comes to women, know what it is you're genuinely after. And I think that this for a lot of men will take time. I don't think it's something that you can figure out. Just go, that's what I want. Like, it's going to take you like some hours and days and weeks probably to really understand yourself and what is you're after. And it's probably going to be easier after you've been married once, at least once, to know like what that marriage life is about. Because everybody wants to get married, you know. It's just, you know, it's because media kind of throws it on us. Once you're married and you've reached this epitome of you know, of qualified human type of thing. But for anybody who's been married, they can tell you, man, like, marriage just makes it work. Whatever problems you had before, marriage makes it worse. Because now you're legally tied to this person. Now, you've got the check. I mean, you've pretty much got to check in with this person now. Like, you can't just run around all day long and all night long by yourself. I mean, you can, but I mean, then you're gonna risk damaging a relationship. And you know, you just got marriage, it really just makes a lot of things worse. It really does, man. Like I said, unless you met, you know, I don't say it makes a lot of things worse. I say this: marriage, just like having a baby with a woman, is like a Russian roulette. You don't know what the person's gonna turn into or what you're gonna turn into throughout it. You know, because it's newly ventured territory for you. So like, I say, man, look, just like, I recommend every man to sit down and with no outside influence, or with as least outside influence on the topic that you can have, and just think to yourself, man, and think like, what is it I'm actually after? Do I really want a partner? Do I really want to be, you know, legally tied to someone? Do I really want, you know, do I really want all this? Like, and really ask yourself these things. Do I really, okay, what would I actually do with $10 million? Do I even know what to do with $10 million? What would I even spend it on? You see, like, why should I even want it? Am I genuinely happy in a room with a PlayStation and a laptop? So what is $10 million going to do? You know what? A lot of rich people do that, man. A lot of rich people, the first time they get rich, they just throw everything away. Because they, and that's a fact. You can look that up anywhere on the internet. When a lot of people get rich, man, a lot of people, I would say a lot, there's a nice population of people who've admitted to doing this. They'll end up owning all these trinkets and gadgets and gifts and toys and all this. And then it becomes clear, like, well, it's like, why? You see? So it hits that notion of why. Like, and I'm there with it when it comes to places I live. Like, I don't care where I live. This place isn't bad. I always just do it from this camera angle. But this place, it's not a bad place. And my view of Prague is, like, unbelievable. Like, but like, personally, like, I really don't care. Like, it really doesn't. Because the flat I had before this was the complete opposite. It was, like, big as, this room was pretty much the size of my last flat. This side bedroom was as big as my entire last flat. And it was next door to, like, trashy people. It was like, it was awful, man. Like, but I mean, but okay, anyway, that's another side rant. But know what it is, what you want. Sit down, think about it, and don't be ashamed of what you want. Because I went through years. I'm ranting long. Now I gotta shut the fuck up. I went through years of being personally ashamed of what I like. Because for some reason, I don't know where it came from in my head. But I genuinely, like, for some reason, I just thought anything that I wanted, I didn't deserve. Like, I don't know how that was, if I programmed that to my head or my parents or TV, or I don't know where it came from. But, like, everything that I thought, everything that I really wanted, like let's say specifically in sex, everything that I genuinely wanted with sex, I was just super ashamed to ask for it or to want it with another woman. Like, I was just, I don't know what messed me up, but that's genuinely where I was at. And it took years to get out of that. Now I'm fine. Now I'd do anything. I'd spit in bitches' faces all day. I'd be all that shit. But when I was 22, I was a whole different dude back then. So what I'm saying to you, man, like, whatever you find that you like, again, I'm gonna shut up now. Whatever you find that you like, man, like, accept it and learn how to make that a core component of your life. Okay, that's what I'm gonna say. Learn how to make whatever you genuinely like a core component of your life, and learn how to work with it. Now, in the event that, let's say, it could be something illegal, well, the first thing I tell you to do is try to go to a part on the planet where it's not illegal. I mean, I could go a little deeper into that, but I'm not this video because I've been rambling too long. But yeah, like, just make whatever you, the thing or things you genuinely like to do, make that the core and build up from that.